With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Candidates in Montana's U.S. Senate and House primary elections have spent the final days of their campaigns rallying their bases and working the phones in an effort to get more voters to the polls. Dana Corson is the elections director for Montana's Secretary of State.
Voter turnout, it's always hard to estimate that. But just looking at the past three federal primaries, those have experienced 32% to 34%. So unless something, you know, there's a factor out there that we're not aware of, I would estimate 32% to 34%.
Turnout is on track to be higher than the last two presidential primary elections in 2014 and 2010, when just a third of all registered Montana voters cast ballots. Nearly 173,000 of them have already voted absentee. At stake is the Republican nomination for the chance to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester, and the Democratic nomination to take on GOP Representative Greg Gianforte this fall. The four-way GOP Senate campaign has turned negative in recent weeks, indicating the race may be a close one. Campaign officials in the five-candidate Democratic House race say there were a lot of undecided voters as of last month. A group behind a ballot initiative to increase Montana's tobacco tax filed a complaint today with the State Commissioner of Political Practices. They allege their opponents engaged in illegal campaign activities. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Tara Vizi, campaign manager for the Healthy Montana Initiative, says several people reported they received automated telephone calls. The so-called robocalls offered them $100 to participate in a focus group about the cigarette tax. Vizi says she called the number that was given, but was told by the person who answered the call that the focus group had already been held. Her group wants to know who paid for those calls.
We just want to make sure that I-185 is put before the voters without influence from out-of-state multi-billion-dollar corporations or anyone else attempting to influence the election without properly disclosing who they are.
I-185 seeks to raise the state tobacco tax to fund services for veterans, seniors, and the disabled. The money collected could also be used to fund Montana's Medicaid expansion, which is set to expire June 30, 2019, unless the Montana legislature votes to continue the program. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
A staffer for one of the groups named in the complaint, Montanans Against Tax Hikes, Chuck Deneau, was still reviewing that complaint and did not have an immediate comment. Signatures are currently being gathered to try to place I-185 on the November general election ballot. A Nevada woman was attacked by a cow elk behind the Mammoth Hot Springs Hotel in Yellowstone National Park yesterday. She was flown to a hospital in Idaho Falls. A press release from the park says the elk reared up and kicked 51-year-old Charlene Triplett multiple times with its front legs, hitting her head, torso, and back. The elk was protecting a calf bedded down about 20 feet away, hidden by other cars. Triplett, an employee at the hotel, was off duty at the time of the incident. It is not known if she saw the calf or the elk prior to the encounter. I'm Claire Menahan, Montana Public Radio.
I'm Rosie Costin. A Canadian mining company plans to challenge a court decision that calls for a more extensive review of a proposal to search for gold, copper, and other minerals on private land north of Yellowstone National Park. District Judge Brenda Gilbert ruled last month that the Department of Environmental Quality gave too much deference to Lucky Minerals in granting an exploration license and ignored the possible effects on the environment and wildlife. Lucky Minerals CEO Robert Rosner tells the Livingston Enterprise the court didn't take into account private property rights. A DEQ spokeswoman says there's been no decision on whether the agency will appeal. Under a 2011 amendment to the Montana Environmental Policy Act, a court cannot stop work on a project if it orders a state agency to do more analysis. Work is set to begin July 15th. State and federal wildlife officials are investigating the shooting death of a grizzly bear in northwestern Montana. The male bear was found dead on a forest road north of Libby in the Kootenai National Forest. Investigators believe the animal was killed on the evening of May 20th. Grizzly bears in northwestern Montana are protected as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.